Good morning, everybody.
Wow.
And welcome to Life Fellowship. It is good to be out of the water. I know many of us had unwanted swimming pools in our backyards and basements and all over the place this past weekend. Just amazing the power of water and how much it can alter our lives in a split second. I was up vacuuming the remnants of our unwanted swimming pool in the basement the other night, and I know many other people were too. So we'll talk a little bit this morning about this weekend. We saw the power of water. I want to talk about a little bit about the power of prayer and the all-knowing power and the power God displays through our lives. Back in 2006, I graduated from high school, and I was asked to give a little bit a speech or whatever for graduating, and I read this verse. It's a very familiar verse to a lot of you. It's Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Little did I know how that verse would totally change my life over the next four or five years. Back in, I guess, last September, Dad got a job change, decided to move off the farm, so I was still working at our dairy farm back in York County. And over a year that I worked there when Dad wasn't there, it was just me and Beth were talking about what we wanted to do for the rest, if I wanted to keep farming, if I wanted to look for another job, another form of occupation, and we were praying about it, and I got an opportunity, Lancaster Archery, the wildest thing that ever happened in my life. I never thought that I would get a job working with my hobby. Not many people have the privilege of working, call their hobby their work. And we were praying, and we didn't know. I'm not a person that likes change really quick at all, and I was kind of forced into making a decision rather quickly. And God, I said, me and Beth were praying many, many times about if this is what we wanted to do, and God just kind of opened the doors and kind of made it a situation where I could not refuse, and I would require moving to Lancaster County, and with that would be trying to find a place in a short amount of time. I had only probably about a month to find a new house and to get moved before we had to be out of our old rental house. And we were looking, and everything seemed to run into a dead end everywhere we went. And we were praying, and I was like, God, if you really want this to happen, you're going to need to bring up something pretty quick here. And we had a salesman from, I used to work on a farm that I knew. He gets around to a lot of farms that have rental properties. And this one farmer just bought a rental house a little ways down at the end of his farm lane. And he was looking for some Christian people to rent his house, and it was in the exact timing within that I needed. It was crazy, the timing. It was within the nick of time that I needed, right when I needed it. Everything worked out. We got moved, and yeah, I was just like, wow, God has brought me through so much in the last couple months and years, and his timing is always spot on every time. I mean, It was phenomenal how his timing is. Just prayer, when you pray, stuff happens. I was a little worried that it wouldn't come in time, and I was like, well, God, if you want this to happen, you open the doors. And he opened them just in the perfect amount of time, right? And his timing is always the best. And it was just reassuring for me that no matter what we're going through in life, no matter what situation, no matter how big or small, I mean, like I said, I'm not a person that likes change at any capacity, and being forced to make a decision really quick, I like to think it through. And God was there for me and Beth every step of the way. He hasn't let us down. I just want to praise him for that. And this morning, the Sunday school lesson talks a little bit about temptation, the power that Satan has in tempting us. And we have the one and only Almighty God on our side, and the power of prayer, that when Satan tempts us, that we can just run to God and through prayer and just diving into him, and he will deliver us through his son. So I just want to leave it as a challenge that whatever you're going through, don't matter how big or small, it may seem small or it may seem really big, and like you don't think God, beyond your wildest expectations that it would happen. But God can show himself strong. He's done it for me many times, and he can do it for you too. So let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer before Sunday school hour. Dear God, I just want to thank you for today. Thank you for church to come and worship you and the privilege to worship you in a free country. So thank you for each one who came out this morning. I just want to pray for our Sunday school teachers this morning. That give them the words to speak and just speak through them to each one of us. And thank you for preaching the sermon, that you would just bless it and you would just speak through the pastor, God. In Jesus' name, amen.